This is a track. Not only is it a track, it's a track that I wrote, and it is 21 MIDI tracks long. It's so big, it is the biggest thing I've ever written in my entire life, and it scares me a lot. Ah, I took the drums away. Now I took everything else away. Oh my gosh, there's only drums. Oh my gosh, where did everything go? Oh my gosh. This track being as big as it is, it's quite crazy. If I take away all the phantom stuff, then everything kind of goes quiet. But lots of things go quiet anyway. Ah! Parts are missing. This is freaky. Put it back. Take away the SE88 and the Korg. Do it now. Oh crap. More stuff's gone missing. Take away the Juno. Take it away. Oh boy. That's not good. This comprises six synthesizers. Five hardware synthesizers, one software synthesizer to make this one piece. And once it's done playing, so that you have a feel of it, I'm gonna break it down because I think you'll enjoy it. If you enjoy knowing how stuff works and how things are made, then you will certainly enjoy this. Look, a metronome. What a joyful thing. Everybody loves a metronome now, don't they? Take it away. And here's where it fades. But of course it's not fading because it's MIDI, right? It's ended now. Right, so that's shocking. Now I want to share with you how this thing works. But first, I want to make the outside noise happen. That's the outside of my house. There we go. Let's turn that down. Down, down, down. See? Okay. The reason I have to do that is because this sound card is really strange and temperamental in Windows 7. If I don't play something in a media player or have the sound card doing something, then bad things occur. And basically, when I play the next thing, about 15 minutes later, it kind of goes like that. So I basically play something and leave it playing very, very, very turned down. So this track, all 21 tracks of it, 17,178 events, 88 bars, 2 minutes and 26.6 seconds long, and yeah. And so because there are 21 MIDI tracks, there are lots and lots of things doubled up on tracks, because, you know, everything that I have is only 16 track or 16 part multi-timbral. So for example, the track list looks something like this. Meditate, Channel 1, Juno G, Marimba 1, Phantom XR, Chords 1, Korg X5DR, Bass 2, Phantom XR, Piano 2, Juno G, Melody Left 3, Juno G, oh no, Phantom and Melody Right 3, Juno G, and so on, it goes on, right? Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of things, right? Lots of tracks. Because it's such a big track, I have to put the metronome on so that you can sort of hear where stuff happens. Now, because this doesn't happen until 24, this first track, right? That one little B sound. Let's play this. Okay. This is a sound called Meditate. It's from SRX-11. And it's not something you necessarily would associate with a track like this. But it does actually have a place in the piece. And, If I just play from this part. See, that's there. I'm going to mute this now and play it from that same point in the timeline. And if you know the track, freaky. That thing is a huge part of the track, and it's crazy because it's just hanging out there doing not a lot, but it is absolutely vital. The next track down, this marimba thing, is part of the chorus. Right? It just sort of has a little bit of Dingy Dingy to play. Happy Towns. Sorry about being quiet. I'm told I'm quiet, so I will not be as quiet anymore. Right, so anyway. The reason I'm being partly quiet is because the CPU fans being gay and being angry. But anyway, the point is, it's chorus. Now listen, you have to listen because it's kind of embedded, right? And I'll take it away afterwards and you'll see that it's embedded, but it's necessary. Did you miss it? Did you blink? Did it go away? Can you hear it? Can you guess what it is yet? Now I'm going to take it back to the top without that part in it, and you might not be able to tell, but I can tell there's sort of a hole there. It's like a missing tooth. It's bad. Put it back. See? It's a hole. It's weird. And now the chords. Well, the thing is, this chord line goes through the entire piece. So I'm going to show you something quite funny. Just mute the chords track and play the piece from the top, right? So much is missing, it's ridiculous. This is stupid. For one thing, the melody and the string line clashes like crazy. But you don't really notice that in the piece because the chords are there. Now we'll swap the chords for bass. Bass is very important. I don't really need to tell you why bass is important. Bye bye bass. Bring the bass back. Alright, so we know about that. The piano part, the next track is a piano line. It's only in the second... Well, kind of the... ABC... I think the D section. I lose track a lot. But it's only a solo thing. So it's not that necessary, but it is there, right? So we just play that with everything else in the mix and... And yes, it's off time on purpose. Huge, big, and there's that beautiful meditate sound again, which is up top here. It has all these watery noises in it. It's really cool. And very happy moments. Hi and bye. I listen, but I don't speak. So, melody. Obviously necessary. See little tiny pieces of melody. Octave on the other side. It's cool, isn't it? It's sort of crazy and strange, but it's necessary. Now, we have a harp slide. Harp slide is important. It's a beautiful, call from Hang Up. I'm enjoying this Hang Up business. It's excitifying. Anyway. See, it's a build-up into the main section from the intro of the piece, yeah? Beautiful sound, that. So we kill that, and we play it from just a couple bars back. Take it. See, I don't like it without that. It's missing. Play it again with it. It and those bongo things going dabba 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 complement each other quite well. Right, so strings. We're going to kill the strings. Bye-bye, strings. Say bye to the strings. Necessary. Can we have the strings back now, please? No, I left them out a bit longer. Amazing. One little string line makes it so bare. Can we have a string back now? Ah. There we go. Strings. Vital strings. Okay. So now we have this Rhodes part. The Rhodes part is quite cool because it doesn't happen throughout the entire piece. I think it's a chorus thing and it's a solo thing along with the piano. It helps the piano do its thing. So if I play it from... Yeah, it's chorusy. We'll mute it. So that little panning bit on the left is gone now. You put it back and the Rhodes will come back. Once I'm done here, I'm going to do two versions of playback for you. I'm going to do it with just the drums and then just with the melodic lines, because I think that's weirder when you hear it like that. This guitar part, it's one of the backbones of the piece. I've always liked this guitar. It's a Roland favorite from the early days, 1994 type times, and it's really cool. Okay. See? What it does is it goes between the bass lines and it kind of smoothens out the parts that are not listenable, as it were. Not that the track isn't listenable, but it kind of pushes down the bits that might stand up. Like when you're getting a haircut and, you know, they go over your head with a pair of scissors after the electric clippers. It's that part, you know, it keeps it flowing. So we mute it. It's a bit barer than it was this time a second ago. Put it back. And now this brass business. The brass basically just does intermittent stabs. It's a great sound. And it actually has only two parts to play in the entire track. That's amazing. So it comes in here. It's just an accentuator. And without it... Right. It would be here. And without it, it's not. So we put it back. 7/8. See, it just does its thing. It's really cool. Now there's this rain stick business. The rain stick business, it's quite nice. And you would think, why do you need a sound like that in a piece like this? It's about build up. It's about aesthetics, that sort of thing. So, see, it comes in the very first opening section. I'm gonna mute this. The rainstick sound comes from SRX-9, by the way. I'm going to mute it and play it. It comes in here. When it's muted, although there's a bell tree, there's just something missing from the track. Stop. Play from the top again with the rainstick. See, it was so quiet at that point, but it's there. It's also here. It's something so subtle that you might miss it if you blink, but it's absolutely vital. And I'm actually up at track 9, by the way. And then we have the drums. So we've gone through all the melodic tracks, of which there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 melodic tracks. 13. The rest of the drums. The drums kind of speak for themselves. I separated the drums into bass and snare and toms and hi-hats on another track. This is not addictive. This is an SFZ that Derek Lane, thank you very kindly. You inspired me to write this track. And I think, you know, every year I write one epic track, or try to, or every couple of years. This is my epic track for 2013. I won't be able to improve on this in the time I have left to me, because I'm very busy from now until the year ends. Okay? But it's a really cool set of drums. It does sound like the Bandstand Jazz Kit very slightly, and I would be able to probably interchange parts of them. And I like it a great deal. Okay, so the snares are off in that section. There are parts when the snares are on. And there's a little breakdown, actually, that I did for the... where nothing but this drum kit is playing. It's just before the key change, and it goes... It's quite fun, really. So we have that. The second track... Cymbal stuffs. That part remains unquantized. That part remains unquantized. This part is quantized. For good reason. You don't want to quantize cymbals. Listen to the metronome. It's got to feel real. It's got to sound real. It's got to act real. Okay? If you quantize that, it's going to go... Or it might kind of go... Which is just pathetic, so don't do it. So when we mute the first drum track... From the top, we'll have that the cymbals and stuff going, but not the first drum track. And then we'll swap it around. Bass slide, heart bliss. Whoa. Now listen. Do you feel that that's slightly slid? I time glid this entire hi-hat track on purpose. Although it's quantized, I glid forward, so it's behind the metronome. It's not actually MIDI clocking issues. That's on purpose, because it went with the rest of the feel I was trying to achieve, which is slightly swung, slightly twisted. Quite groovy. Now we're going to turn off the hi-hat track from the top and play just this part. And the hi-hats now missing have a different feel. See, the hi-hats are missing. Obviously, you need hi-hats. Obviously. I mean... And you see, even though it's slightly time-glid, as we heard with the metronome, it doesn't feel pooey. It goes with the feel of it. So that's quite incredible. Hello. So, the next thing. I'm showing, because I'm so full of drum tracks, I'm up to 15 in the drum tracks on all the synths. I had to share drum tracks, so... Drums 1, drums 2, they're on the same channel, that's fine. But percussion 10 is on a different synth, but it's also on channel 10. Oh, wow. I thought I was going to use 16 at one point, but I guess I stopped. So I could actually push it all down, but what's the point? It doesn't matter anyway. So we have this percussion thing.
Oh, from. From.
Yeah, all these are getting tedious. So we're going to play this from there. Mm-hmm. Look. That's where the heart bliss is. See, it's all hanging out just by itself. It's quite strange. So there's always that. And like with everything else, we'll play it with it missing. And right here... And with it in again, it kind of says hello to the rain stick and to the heart bliss. See? All these little things. That's craziness. Now you see these percussions right here. They're kind of tuned to F sharp, and the piece is kind of in F sharp minor. So when the transposition came along after the drop, I didn't use them again. I switched to these. See? Because they're almost G-tuned. Or they have sort of G connotations. And so as you can see as we go down this track, this is why it took me 5 hours to write this. Vital. That tambourine is basically all that's on this track. I think that's all that's on this track. Is there anything else on this track? No, just three versions of that. That tambourine is from SRX-9, the world board. So, if I play that part, it's also part of the Harp Bliss series. Everything seems to be part of the Harp Bliss series. And if we play it without that... Bye-bye! See, it's a very good accentuator. And now it's gone, it feels odd. And there's another version of that. Beginning of the chorus. See? Vital. All these little things come together to produce the whole. This is just tambourine and a bit of percussion. It comes in every now and again, and it has the wood block in it, the claver in it, clave. You could probably get away without it, but again, something would be missing and you'd be able to tell. Triangles. Gotta have triangles. Triangles from the Korg X5DR, my oldest synth to date. See, it's just hanging out there. Powering through these now, because it's sort of like the little bits and pieces that make up the final whole. Yep. Good old Beltree. Gotta have the Beltree. Cymbal roll that says... Now, you see, I put that in there to bulk up the drums doing their cymbal roll, because together they make a nice cohesive whole. And there's the clap. This clap is from SRX-5 on the Phantom. And there's Beltree again. Clap. I'm going control cursor right like in a Word document, and it basically goes by MIDI data and sees what's on the track. What's that doing there? Oh, it's a reverse Beltree on the left side. I didn't know that was there, and I put it there. Huh, what do you know? So, there's the Beltree. If we stop that and mute that and then play it, then we have no Beltree, and it is sort of... You can hear more of the rain stick when there's no Beltree. Yes, you can, but no Beltree. And no clap, no cymbal. The clap would be there, so something's missing. Put it back in. And you have this again. Beltree. Reverse cymbal. Complementing the otherwise. Clap. And so on. And that's how that happens. So that's all of the track. We've been through the entire track now. So, first of all, I'm going to mute the melodic lines, just so you can hear the drums by themselves, because it feels weird when there's nothing backing it up, because things come in at really random times and it's just really odd. Look at this. Ooh, silence, followed by a couple of random noises. Ooh, excitement. Cymbals. More cymbals. And then finally everything kind of gets going, but it's like the beginning, but it's like they're tuning up. It's really weird. Now you can really hear everything for what it is. And you see, because that tambourine is a sample that when you let go of the key, it does not stop. I had to basically pull the track back until I found out exactly where it starts, and make it line up with, so the ending lined up with the part I needed it at. And so in a minute we have this cool little drop, and then the drums sort of change because of the key transposition here. And now the triangle is more prevalent, and it's all a bit different. It's quite interesting. And this will cost you 99 cents on iTunes if you would care to support me in any way you should see fit. Or Amazon MP3 Store, or Google Play, or Spotify. Yay for that. Hard work happiness. But after this, we swap this around. And it's kind of interesting. What's weird about this is that, of course, there's another drop. But the thing is, it's not actually a drop. All it is the end line of the drums. And so you would think it would be because there's no melodic line behind it, but it's actually not. And the end of the piece is nigh, because this would be where the fade would be, if assuming there was one. It's just hanging out, man. And the thing ends. Okay. So now we swap this for that. Now rainstick time. Rainstick time. There it is. Wah. It's amazing how much stuff you hear when stuff is gone, isn't it? It's all chilled now, because all the drums are gone. Chorus time. You can actually hear the marimba now. Gap where the drums would be, and it's back. There's that one last brass line. Right? It's always weird to me, right? Because when I'm writing, I'm not thinking about where stuff is coming from. It just comes from places. So when I then break it down to my own self, I'm always amazed by what happened. It's freaky. It is actually freaky. Ah, Rainstick. It's true. Quite odd. So there we have it. The completion of a 21-track breakdown. It's done.